Greetings, Tacoma. John Doherty here once again for KTAH 101.9's Climate Talk, the place where we talk about everything climate, every once in a while something not about climate, that's just because I want to, and we always talk respectfully. If we don't understand each other, we're never going to get there. And we can't understand by arguing. When was the last time you argued with somebody and the result was they understood your point of view? You may have beaten them into submission, or you may have gotten beaten into submission yourself, but understanding was not part of the formula. Today, we're going to talk about Pierce County's 2030 Sustainability and Greenhouse Gas Reduction Plan. It's a plan that's in the draft stage right now, going to be going to the Planning Commission around September 22. So let's take a look at it and see what it's all about and what we can learn by going over it. And by the way, I find it to be a pretty usable document. It's only 14 pages long. It's well put together. It's written in layperson terms. Seems to be well documented in terms of no fluffy stuff in there and a good primer on greenhouse gas in general, sustainability in particular in Pierce County. I'll mention show notes at the end of the program where you can go and dig into it on your own. And I highly recommend you do that. I'll also give you show notes on how to contact your elected county representatives to give your opinion on this plan. So easy to think of climate change as being off there some other place. It's about polar bears or people getting flooded in Bangladesh. But as this plan points out, climate change is right here, right now. And unless we do something as a species and individually, it's going to get worse and more dramatic over time. So some of the consequences of climate change that are mentioned in this report are sea level rise. The sea level is rising. We do have vulnerable areas, particularly down around the tide flats. Ocean acidification. This is showing up big time. Puget Sound, Salish Sea is sort of like the poster child for ocean acidification for a number of reasons. But the key driver in the increased acidification is fossil fuel pollution. Carbon dioxide goes into the water. When it merges in with the seawater, it creates carbonic acid that becomes more acidic, which affects particularly the shellfish industry, which is very important here. Taylor Shellfish down in Olympia, one of the largest producers of shellfish in the United States, and being impacted on a daily basis by the acidification. Water temperatures are rising in our rivers and streams primarily because of warmer weather and reduced water flow in the summertime. That impacts, among other things, the fish populations. Fish need a specific band of temperatures to be healthy or to even survive. And as the water gets warmer, it makes it tougher and tougher for our precious species of salmon, trout, steelhead to survive. Mount Rainier glaciers are receding and the snowpack is getting reduced. That means smaller water flow in the summertime coming down our rivers and impacting in part what I was referring to earlier with the warming temperature in those rivers and streams. As our summers get hotter and drier, wildfires become more likely and their intensity and the area burned will increase. We've grown accustomed over time to thinking of wildfires taking place over east of the Cascades, which has basically been true. But the record is that over the last couple decades, the incidence of wildfires in western Washington is increasing, and it will continue to increase as long as we get warmer and drier summers. Landslides are another consequence. This is primarily because of changed precipitation patterns. The precipitation is not going to increase so much in terms of annual precipitation, but it is going to have changed patterns with heavier rainfalls in the winter and the spring. And also because of warmer weather, what would have been snow that slowly came down out of the mountains as the weather warmed is falling as rain. And so that is part of the increase in precipitation in the winter and springtime. The increased heavier precipitation, just waterlogged areas that haven't been accustomed to getting that much water in the past with the result in landslides. We've seen the tragic consequences elsewhere in the state of Washington with landslides. And unless we do something We can expect more of those right here in Pierce County. Flooding. We all know how vulnerable the Puyallup River is to flooding. And we can expect with this changed precipitation pattern that we're going to see bigger floods in the springtime as the combination of melting snow, ice, and heavier rainfall contribute to water flows down the rivers larger than we've seen in the past. And all of this changed precipitation will lead to increased sedimentation in our rivers and streams, the Puyallup, the White River, the Carbon River. We've all seen that kind of white color that comes down the Puyallup when the glaciers up on Mount Rainier are in full melt in the springtime and in the summer. That's sediment in that, and that sediment is harmful to all life in the river. And if we have more sedimentation, we have more harm. So that's a quick look at the consequences of climate change right here in Pierce County. And of course, it's just the most significant parts. All of these changes have costs associated with them, and I'm talking about real costs, out-of-pocket financial costs, whether it be from flooding, wildfires, heavy precipitation, landslides, you name it, it has a cost. Just for instance, Pierce County spent $500,000 on flood damage alone just in 2019. One of the things that's going on right now is the COVID pandemic, and recovery from the pandemic is going to provide lots of opportunities to address greenhouse gas and sustainability issues. Things like demonstrating how well we can work from home in some of our job, the value of reducing paperwork with electronic transmissions, the value of reduced commuting times. All of these are results of the pandemic and many more as far as that goes. And these experiences form a basis for an improved approach to greenhouse gas emissions and sustainability in general. So this is a time like all times, a time of opportunity. It's just up to us to see what the opportunities are. The plan, of course, identifies the areas where we get the most bang from the buck if we want to address climate change, greenhouse gas emissions right here in Pierce County. The number one is cars and trucks over the road. That's more than industry or residential buildings or commercial buildings. Vehicular emissions are the number one pollutant in Pierce County. There are many ways we can address this. We can travel less. We can adopt a clean fuel standard. And best of all, we can increase our use of electric vehicles because Tacoma is 97% hydroelectric and Pierce County in general is about 70% hydro. Using electric vehicles is an exceedingly good way to reduce fossil fuel emissions in Pierce County. Next in order is industry in terms of airborne pollutants. After that is our residential buildings, our homes. So a big solution there is not only retrofitting our homes, but to change our building codes so that new construction becomes less polluting. And after that is commercial buildings, and much remains the same there. There's also incentives that can be given to industry and to commerce to reduce their fossil fuel footprint. Those are the big ones. I found the plan to be a compact place to get educated on greenhouse gas and fossil fuel pollution right here in Pierce County. So if nothing else, your review of that will be a good source for you to understand what's going on with our atmospheric pollution here in Pierce County. But when push comes to shove, this is just a plan. And it troubles me that as a political system, we tend to be good at making plans and not quite so good on following through on them. So I have to ask myself, are there going to be some real governmental actions based on the recommendations in this plan? Or is this just the culmination of a bunch of meetings and then the plans kind of go away? Think of the Paris Climate Accords, which are pretty much what I just sketched out there. We had a lot of diplomats in 2015 high-fiving and celebrating the accord, but the reality is that it is far, far, far from being capable of getting us to where we need to be in terms of greenhouse gas reduction, which is not to say that we shouldn't acknowledge successes. Pierce County has successfully reduced its energy use in its own buildings by 23% in the last 10 years. It's increased recycling by a factor of 48%, reduced paper use by around 40%, and it's also increased the use of hybrid and electric vehicles in the fleet to 25% of the total fleet, and they've saved $3.5 million by reducing energy, water, gas, and office supplies over that same time frame. Not enough, of course, but we do need to acknowledge that we can make changes and we can make things better if we put our minds and our political will to it. Probably the number one question I hear about climate change is, what can I do? Well, here's something you can do right now, and that is contact your elected Pierce County Council representative and let them know that you support this plan, the sustainability plan for 2030. And by the way, don't cheat and call up without having studied the plan. You'll get some benefits from studying the plan, and you'll be able to make a more cogent comment when you do call your elected representative or send them an email too. I'll have show notes that will guide you to contacting your elected Pierce County representative at the end of the program. So with that suggestion, I can imagine you asking yourself, does my voice make a difference? This is what we might call the drop in the bucket syndrome, and it's something that we all deal with when we're looking at significant challenges. But the reality is that all of us do drop in the bucket stuff all the time. We don't let our single voice or our single effort deter us from doing stuff like going out to vote. Or is it going to make any difference in your child's life if you help or don't help with the homework tonight, yet you help with the homework? Recycling, it's a drop in the bucket when we do it, but yet we do it because it's the right thing to do. So what I'm suggesting here is that contacting your elected representative is the right thing to do, even though it does feel like a drop in the bucket. Looking further downstream towards the election this November, voting for environmentally friendly and aware persons who are running for office for the Pierce County Council is incredibly important. Right now, the makeup of the council, I would say, is not particularly environmentally friendly, and we need to change that. I'll put a link also to those who are running for Pierce County Council this fall. Vote, be an informed voter, figure out who's going to be the best for the environment, and vote for that person. One of the things I appreciated and enjoyed in that draft plan was some really beautiful photographs of our beloved Northwest. We love our environment, we love our beauty, our mountains, our rivers, our streams, our trees, yet it's all ever shrinking as we pave over it, build over it, otherwise destroy the natural environment. The reality is that we can't continue living this unsustainable lifestyle that we're living right now. We need to learn how to use clean energy to live sustainably, and then we can start to restore that which has been lost. If you're a regular listener to this program, you will know that my music going out is didgeridoo music, and there's a reason for that. The Aboriginal culture existed in Australia for somewhere around 35 to 70,000 years. They lived sustainably, and they were able to survive that time with an unchanged culture. We've been going at our culture for about 300 years, and we're damaging everything that we touch. So when you listen to the didgeridoo going out, think about how you can make a difference in terms of sustainability. I would love to hear from you on this or any other topic related to climate change. You can contact me at John, that's J-O-H-N, at cctacoma.org. And speaking of show notes, those show notes will be at cctacoma.org. Just take a look for the climate talk icon, click on that, and it'll take you to the show notes for today and for all other shows too, as far as that goes. So that's it for today. John Doherty here, once again reminding you, as always, live like the mountain is out. Take care now.